Okay.
It may age it also today. I hope not. Yeah.
Okay, so we started Perek Aleph yesterday. Some of the background, some of the stereos we see in the world today, difficult to say this, we never to deal with. We realize that there's no ideology that's challenging our Yiddishkeit today. The Torah world is blooming and flourishing. There's lots of Balei Tshuva coming back. There's an entire Yerida from the Deva. We know there's a new war going out, and we're trying to discover the new Kalim for dealing with that war. Previous generation never to deal with this. In Pama Chevra or Mahmud, Hagonola Adam, Moira Boss of Adam, in previous generations, there was a certain standing a person had in society, there was a certain peer group that he had, what we call Moira Boss of Adam. The concern about what people think or whatever, Ushaymalah, but supposed to keep a person from sinning. The person couldn't just go off and do whatever he wanted whenever he wanted because, people would see him, people would talk about him, he'd lose his standing in society. It wasn't so posh. If you wanted to go off the derech, you had to go live on the outskirts of the village, you know, but then you used to go live with the Christians, Rahmanat's on the outside of town. You were completely ostracized and kicked out of town, whatever. So you had to toe the line. Okay, so you don't mean the more. Today a person stands with no haganah, no protection, no anything, in the face of enormous nishayness. He's alone with Hashem and nobody knows. Nobody knows. That's a different kind of Kiddush Hashem. In previous generations of Makar Hashem Shemayim Begiloy, they gave up their lives of Kiddush Hashem. Today the Kiddush Hashem Shemayim is hidden. Today we stand alone with Hashem. There's no one challenging us, no one telling us what to do, when to do it, how to do it. We're completely chopshi. Yeah. Like there never was in the world before. We never had a situation with such a shef of ruchnias, with such nishainess in ruchnias that there was like this before. Minakotze. Shef of ruchnias we've never seen before. The sharing, the svarim, they just showed me the other day the masifta on Shulchan Aruch. You have become a book in Shulchan Aruch. Mamash, unbelievable. The Torah that's been published, the sharing, the tapes, the, unbelievable. And yet, mitzad sheni, there's never been such an abyss of tumah and shmutz or whatever that ruchnias take a challenge is facing a person. Lama kavonenu hashgocha mitzias kuzu ma tafkidene by sazois keitzad nazo koiches limolois. What does Hashem want here? How do we deal with it? What are our tools? How do we find the places to deal with such steerers? The Bekas of Tairish Anim Avalchim Bakol Yoim Anim Avalchim Shtei Brochas. Achas me medaberes al Eisek HaTaira. We know that we make two brochas in the morning in Taira. The one brocha deals with Eisek HaTaira. Hashem Kishan Mitzvah Yisav Yitzvah Lasek B'divrei Taira. Not just to dabble a bit and to learn a bit, but to be lasik, like you do in your business. Brochazu mityachesis the divrei Torah gufo. That refers to the etzem guf of the Torah that was given us at Sinai. Paymanu oiskim yoyim v'layla, that we oisek day and night. Acha brocha shnei v'koshe shnei anachnu v'tzeitzeinu yoydei shmecha v'loydei soyrosecha lishmo. There's something else here. There's a we and our descendants will know your name and learn Torah lishmo. What does it mean? Yoydei shmecha. What does it mean? We say the bracha every day. We daven for it, we plead for it, we cry for it. You know what it is? What does it mean to be yoydei shmecha? The portion of a saying is shakavane b'kachi le divrei chazal shehuva b'ramban, like the mosel the Torah, We all know, we all learned the Ramban and Hagdamah to Chumash, that whole Torah is names of Hashem. One big name of Hashem, and names of Hashem, different names of Hashem. That's what it says. Claim a Torah kulu haksuva bifneinu, remuzim bo bedrochim shoynes bereisha tevus besefer tevus gematrias v'chalif v'oisos shmoisav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remuzim, pshatim, soidim in the Torah we have written in front of us, in there with all the different tools of how you learn Torah that we were given, all names of Hashem. Names of Hashem. What are the names of Hashem? What do we learn from names of Hashem? Have you noticed that we don't call the second book of Chumash Exodus? We call it Shmois. It would seem more appropriate to call it Exodus, like we do in English, because that's what it's about. No, we don't call it that. We call it names. The second book of Chumash is called names. Some of our names are very important. When we get to Parshas Shmois, we look in the Maharal there on Parshas Shmois. He discusses what's important about Shmois. Although now we're doing another Maharal that I've never seen before. So when Moshe Rabbeinu was asked by Kodesh Baruch Hu to go free the Jewish people from Mitzrayim, who showed us a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he says in Shmois Gimel Yud Gimel, comes to Klal Yisrael and he says the following. And they'll say to me, what's his name? It's a bit of a strange response. Someone comes to you and says, you're sitting here now, in walks here somebody and he says, I'm Mashiach, and you know he's Mashiach. We're not talking about, we've had that often, right? Someone claps on the beam and says, I'm Mashiach. You've been around for those, they happen very often. What you do is you walk up to him quietly and you whisper in his ear, you can't be Mashiach because I am. And you gently ease him out the building before he does too much damage. But someone comes in, you know it's Mashiach, okay? And he says, we've come to redeem you. That's it, Mashiach's finally come. Shem sent me. And what's the first question you ask him? What's his name? Sounds a funny kind of a, sounds like a strange response. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes and reveals himself finally, he's come to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim after so much suffering and torture. And the only thing you are bothering you now is what's Hashem's name? It sounds like a strange. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meishiv Lo. So what does Hashem answer him? Don't do nonsense, Moshe. Why is that going to be the question they're going to ask you? This is what's bothering Moshe. But Hashem, what am I going to do? You want me to go take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? The biggest problem is God. Is they're going to say to me, what's your name? That's his biggest problem. Tell them my name is, I'm with you. I'm with you now, I'm with you before, I'll be with you in the future. I am what I am. That's all. And now Moshe is happy. Because the first question Klal is going to ask you, what's my name? And you've got a name to give. Okay. So what does the Maharal say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yisigu misige aguf, ain lo shum dimyon klal. As we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no, there's no anthropomorphism that work by Hashem. He has no parts of a goof. There's nothing you can describe in physical terms. There's no dimming. There's nothing you can imagine about it. Nothing you can say about it. Nothing, he can't anything. You can say Hashem is so. We have no way to understand Hashem's reality. The names that we give Hashem or that Hashem gave us to use for him are only descriptions of his hanogel, of the way he conducts himself. They don't say anything about him himself. Amar Rebbe Abba Mamo, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. Shmiya tamavakesh leida? You want to know my name? Lefi maisa anikro. According to my deeds and my call. Tamim shanikra bekel shakai, betzok, betzavokwes, belukim, behavaya. These are all the different names I have, and I'm doing all different things at different times. Kashni donis abriya sanikra elukim. That's din. When I'm judging Klalis, and I'm putting elukim, kashni oisi lochomer. Depending on what I'm doing, that's my name. When I'm a plumber, I'm a plumber. When I'm an electrician, I'm an electrician. When I'm a doctor, I'm a doctor. Depends what I'm busy. What's Hashem's name? It's a description of a pula, of something that he does. Him himself is no name for him himself. We don't know what that means. We don't know what that means. We don't know. We don't know. We don't know. We don't know. We don't know what Moshe Rabbeinu saw by us. The Nevi'im describe all sorts of wondrous things or whatever, but you know that it's just, once again, anthropomorphism that you can't take with you. We can't understand Hashem's essence. We can't describe it. We can't talk about it. There aren't words to describe it. You can't give it a name. All we can do is describe his pu'loisov. As we say in the Piyut after Davening, Asapra Kvoitcha Velo Reisicha. We'll talk about your covet, Velo Reisicha. Adam Chachancha Velo Yaditicha Beyad Nevecha Besoida Berech. We can talk about, but we don't know what we're talking about. The Mizeada Kvoitadecha Gvilascha Gvilascha Kine Latoika Velocha Dime Oisa Velo Kefi Yeshecha, but not according to who you really are. Yeshecha Levesam Asecha, everything's according to your deed. Claimer. Claimer in a claimer. That's an unusual one. Eh? A claimer on a claimer. Kol gila anavim. Hashem is metari makol rakinoi letoike tulosel. Everything we say, the Nevi'im, whatever they're talking about, whatever they say, whatever their visions were, which we don't understand, about whatever we understand, is kinoi letoike tulosecho. Describing tulos. It's describing the way Hashem conducts himself in the world. The names of Hashem are the way he conducts himself in the world. That's all. When we're asking Hashem that we should know his name, we're asking Hashem to teach us the ways of his hanhoga, the way he conducts himself in the world. I'm trying to understand what's going on here. Novi that heichan sheyadeinu megad keitzad ve'ena tapoil boil. How do you function the world? What's going on? Yuzim akoshes b'nei Yisrael l'moishu rabbeinu ma'ashmoy. That was Klal Yisrael's request of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ma'ashmoy klaima. Anu mivinim ki ba'es tseseinim imitzayim alein yaches biyachas acha l'boi roilom. We understand that when we're going out of Mitzrayim, we have to relate to Kodesh Baruch Hu differently. The way we're dealing with Hashem now. The way we relate to Hashem now is one thing we understand when we go out of Mitzrayim, we relate to Hashem in a different way. Because you see Hashem's changing his hanhoga with us. What's his new name? What his essence is. He's never changed. But the way he was dealing up with us up to now is one anhoga. When we go to Mitzrayim, there's going to be a new anhoga. What is that anhoga called? How's he going to conduct himself in this? Well, now we're a vodim, we're tortured in Mitzrayim. And then he's going to take us out of Mitzrayim and make us out. It's going to be different on Holy. Seems it was important. It seems it was important to tell yourself, no, what Hanover? What's a new Hanover? we live in the world at the moment called Golus, with the Sultan Hogger, the way Kodesh Baruch Hu deals with Golus. It's the same as the Kodesh Baruch Hu dealt with us pre the Holocaust, has dealt with the post Holocaust, different than Hogger. You want to know what that is. You want to understand this new Hogger, a new relationship, a relationship that Hashem is going to change. You have to look at the world, deal with the Kodesh Baruch Hu differently through our work up to now. You want to know what that is. Yeah, I continue to understand the pashtus of what he said. Nachon.
That's not to know. I think continue the way. Is Hashem going to continue the way he continued until now?
They know he's not. They know he's not. No, they're not, because it says, what's his name? What do you
mean? That's the question.
The question is, no, there's going to be a change. You want to know what the new is. What it says. We see that he's changing. We just want to know what's going to be. We'll see. In for a surprise. Big changes in the Anhaga and the way you have to relate to the Anhaga. You're going to carry on putting on tefillin the way you always carry on putting on tefillin. You may miss it. We'll see. And it could be you're right. In certain areas of prayer, the Anhaga will be the same. But in other areas, it may be very different. In Salalamdim Shalivat Asik at Tayra Kapshuto, Mutelis Adam Achavel is Boynan Van Hogas Hashem, the Lilmoid Nimenu Ma Reitze Boyroin, the Lilmoid Tan, Zeum Yodish Mecha. Besides Asik at Tayra Kapshuto, you have to learn Tayra and understand Tayra. You have to know what to do, you have to know how to keep the mitzvahs, you have to understand the Tayra, you have to know the depths of the Tayra in all the four levels, yeah, you have to understand Tayra. But there's something else that a person is obligation to meditate on the Anhoga of Hashem. And to learn what Hashem wants from me in this situation, what does Hashem want from me? What's my unique chiyuv in my world? That depends on Hashem's dealing with you. Shum iton sheba'olam afilu iton charedi. Anyone in Europe, Brazil, I'm very clear that listening to the news, watching the news, seeing the news, reading newspapers was like the worst thing you could do. He got that from Rav Michal Bezek, a tzaddik of Kodesh Livrocha. Davar echad u'yichol likro b'iton. The one thing you're allowed to read in the newspapers is the headlines. Headlines you're allowed to read. It's a dvorim shit chol shuboilam, mashimitrachesh boilam, ze boilam, who boilamani the kola brui, who also is the asa kola masim. That's what the headlines tell you. Headlines tell you, yesh milchoma by Ukraine. That you know, there's a war. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now the newspapers start explaining what's going on and telling you this and telling you that. Acha parshanot, that's awesome. The actual reports on what's going on, that's awesome. It's a passion that I can seem to take me koyak divra Torah shlamadnu. That you have to learn from Torah. Lishtada lahabin ma dvarim alodo oimi mili umadvarim alai. You have to go look at how do we look at what's going on in the world from Torah eyes. Ma zeh Torah? How does the Torah tell me to look at this? Mi zeh Russia in the Torah's eyes? Mi zeh Ukraine in the Torah's eyes? Where was Gzeres Tach V'tat? But Ukraine, which was the first country that made it illegal to have Hashem in the world. They are Russia. Don't have empathy for either of them. What kashe? What about the Yidden there? What about the Yidden that are saving? About the Ukrainians' history, their hands are drowning in the blood, Jewish blood. And the Russians, Adayom Azeh, are not exactly. It's been a Medina's Chesed for the last couple of decades, not saying not. But don't think that the Russians have gone away. How do you see the Sutoras are? Where's Amalek here? Where's this here? How does this? Where's Mazu Amalia? There's an earthquake in the Tzafon. That's all you need to know. What does Chazal say about earthquakes? Okay, we have to go look and see. Mazu earthquake. What does it tell me? He's not reading the reports. Hey, earthquakes is nothing because now you have a special machine. You'll hear about it before. You'll get a warning. You have plenty of time to run away. That's a cold seven. Oh, there was an earthquake. Because I'll tell you, earthquakes have a big, deep message. It's telling us we have to fix up something. As the headlines give you the news. The American president? Roosevelt, I think, said, someone who doesn't read the news is uninformed. And someone who reads the news is misinformed. So, a lot of stuff you don't know what's going on. Today, Allah has come as a cover. Today, we have a thing called fake news. I know why they call it fake news. Call it what it is. Call it Shekin. Could be there's an Issan reading newspapers because of Midwash Shekin. Nothing you read is true anymore. I'm not saying you have to listen to, by the way. No, Oymed ben Isainazer. I find it very hard. Yeah, it's hard to know what's going on when you think you know what's going on. You can get some control over the situation. I need to know what's going on. But we need to know. What's Hashem teaching me now in this situation with what's going on? What's Hashem teaching me through the way his manik klal Yisrael? That you have to see through Torah's eyes. That's the bracha in Birkas of the Torah of Yoyda Yishmech. I want to understand your pula Yisrael. You are hogging them. Yoydim, Vorov, Shalachopetz Chaim Zatzal. Famous Chofetz Chaim, and he conducted himself according to this. Shim Adam Shema, she said, Ridat Adama Besin. You heard about an earthquake in China, in Nepal, somewhere, whatever, look at Shulai. Benogu Shem B'nei Adam, Alav Lai says, Cheshbon HaNefesh, Ma'asi. First has to do Tshuva. What did I do? Hayashem Ridat Adama. I have to do Tshuva. What's he coming to make up about? Shebishvili Nivroilam. The world was created for me. Bishvili Yisrael Nivroilam, the first Rashi in Chumash. Everything that happens in the world speaks to me. If you hear about it, you don't hear about it, it's El, but if you heard about it, then it's got something to do with you. When a person gets involved in the news, in the reporting, not in the news, but in the interpretation of the news, through Goy Sha'az, the Messiah dies from a Kodesh Baruch of a pain in the Pashniot, shall boss of a dom. He's talking now to people that are giving Pirushim as boss of a dom. However well intentioned they meet, even the Haredim, whom are better some message that Kodesh Baruch Hu writes in the Madhutu. He's missing the message that Kodesh Baruch Hu is trying to teach him. Lo pashut this. Lo pashut. The Chofetz Chaim heard about a flood in the Mississippi Delta. The Mississippi Delta. I don't know how long it took him to hear the news. The stomach didn't come. They weren't embedded, you know. The Rudden newspapers weren't embedded in Mississippi and they were watching it live. You ever seen a war where everyone's sitting watching the war live? We're talking to people on the phone in the war. No, the Navi says that's going to happen. The Navi says Muhammad, God, the whole world's going to sit and watch it without miracles. Everyone will watch it. Everyone's going to watch Muhammad, God. That's what's happening. When was that? In Nazi Germany, there were people sitting in Auschwitz, busy phoning their parents in America, and we were watching what was going on and seeing. There's Ukrainians in Russia. There's Russians in the Ukraine. There's news. Everybody's everywhere. There's American journalists in Russia. There's Russian journalists in Ukraine. It's a mother daughter. What's going on? The whole world watching this war. You can get lost thinking, what is Shem? Shem's talking to me personally. What's it going to do with me? What's it going to do with me? Yoidei Shmecha. This is the Maharal says this. What's the Shem going to teach us with everything that's going on in the world? What have you done in Yuchad? But who was who? Mamet, Zappa, Kosh, Bokh, Matan, Shinasa, Bisman, Yuchad, Zed. There's a very unique time of these. We're living in unbelievable times of Oysa. We're living in a time that the Panoi spoke about, that the government in the country of Israel, there's no country in Israel. Ramak speaks about this already. Father, there's no country, there's no hope of there being a country. That the government in the country, in Israel, before Mashiach comes, will be from Erev Rav. There'll be Shayna Taira. We don't see that today. You have a Hafuch here that's unbelievable, unpredictable. That you can have a government in this country that systematically is going about uprooting every zig of Kedusha in the country. I'm not a politician, I'm not a Kanoi. I just see what I see. I see what I see. Say, Mabu Barak, could you have predicted something that a year ago? It's unbelievable. The shimmering, the changes that a nation can get up today in the world and attack another country today. Who could have thought such things? And it's not logical. What does he want there? You explain to me why he's there? What's he doing there? It makes no sense whatsoever. Why? He's destroying his own country for no gain. No gain. Nothing would have happened. Nothing would have changed in Russia. Okay, had he not invaded the Ukraine. Nothing whatsoever. Along with that, the Kodesh took him and said, I know, but I'm saying the Derech HaTevia is no sense whatsoever. Therefore, you're forced to go back to the Torah. You're forced to look back.
Russian pride.
Okay, fine. So you want to look at it through Goyish eyes. I want to Yoidei Shmecha. This makes no sense whatsoever. You're finding Derech HaTevia ways to explain it.
Yeah, but you're saying Derech HaTevia makes no sense.
It makes no sense, Derech HaTevia.
I'm saying Derech HaTevia, there is an explanation. You may not like the explanation.
No, it's not an explanation, no.
Why not? Because
Tevi doesn't work like that. Politics and wars don't work like that.
There's a guy who's in charge of the country, that's desperate, and he decides that he wants to secure the honor of Mother Russia back, and he's been after this for years and years, and he finally acts on it, because there's a weak president in the United States. That might be a Croatian way of looking at it, but it's a
invading rash. Invading the Ukraine gives him no cover whatsoever. No cover. Nothing. When Mike Tyson beats you up in the ring, it's no COVID because he won. You with me?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm saying if you don't see the Yad Hashem, you're missing something because the Derech HaTevia doesn't make sense. Okay, the Senator.
I think it's a little bit a question of the ideology, but it's quite nice. They want to change to be like Occidental states, and Russians are afraid that we continue to the richer and everything with.
If you can find Derech HaTevia if you want.
Same thing, because it's one.
You can find Derech HaTevia if you want. You can see a tree growing and say because it's photosynthesis and the oxygen, carbon dioxide interchanges that take place.
Why can't you believe that Hashem put a chicken in his head? Hashem put the chicken in his corn. I know. So why is that the chicken?
Because I'm paid to see the nest in the teva, not to get locked in the teva. That's my job. My mission statement is not to just see a tree that grows up because of photosynthesis. My job is to see the nest in the teva. No? So he has an opportunity for me, the nest in the teva. You want to see the teva out of hand. There's a teva there. I never said not. Otherwise, there'd be no Bechira left anymore. I have to learn the Torah out of the event, not the Teva.
Okay.
Yeah, we can learn Haman also like that. That Haman was very insulted by Mordechai because he didn't go down to me, but very angry. And went, Shtiot Godel. And Shekel Godel is there. So, Allah, I'm a Furash. Esav, Sonias, Yaakov, Milchomas, Amalek, Makadosh Baruch Hu, door, that's what happened. Everybody, the whole Megillah is one big teva. One big teva. No Hashem's name, nothing connects anything to other independent stories that have no connection with each other whatsoever. It's about story. Yeah. Or you can see the names. Or you can go in there and you can see the connection. You can see Hashem's name hidden in there. And you suddenly see, wow, everything that happened is connected to everything else, and everything is perfect. Well, it just so happens that the Vashti, and then we needed a new queen, so whatever Esther happened to be, whatever, you know, and Mordechai happened to be in the right place at the right time. He heard about Vizier Teresh, and Ahasuerus forgot to give him the reward. And Haman happened to be very upset with Mordechai, and then they went to the feast, and Mordechai kept the feast 9 years. They ate at the feast, and 9 years, nothing happened. And then Mordechai stops bowing down to Haman, and Haman wants to kill the Jews, and it's because of the feast. You explain that to me. No, no, for sure. Today, if it was Mordechai today, lynched. It would have been lynched. If we have Kanot in the streets against Mordechai. The biggest rebel rouser, troublemaker, who's going to suck in the Jews' love, not to go to the Suda. You're mad. Look what happened to Vashti when she refused to come. Thank God we didn't listen to you. 9 years' peace. And suddenly Mordechai starts his nonsense again. You're not bowing down to Hamas. You don't want to bow down. Avoid him. No, he sits Hamas where you know you're going to see. Look, come for Lozah. Mordechai, do you understand? You're sucking in a laugh. And what happened? Exactly what the people said was going to happen, happened. And Mordechai says, it's got nothing to do with me. It's because you went to the feast. And you know what they say? You're right. You have to be tshuva. You understand? That's where the mates are putting it. Imagine that today. Imagine that today, what they would do to that rabbi. Oh, and Mordechai was explaining him what the mistake was and what they had to do to him, but they believed him. Today, first of all, they would put up signs saying, Hitzion. That's the first thing they would do. Yeah? So, and then afterwards, I don't know if you can use your own imagination. Your fault, your responsibility. Hello, no, is that what happened? Those Jews had him in his chachamim. They got to a dagger of Kibu the Kibu. They got to a dagger of adoration before the Chet. They received Torah again because of that moment. Hello, let's stop here. Really.